Hey guys, welcome to a really special program. I'm going to start with a story and introduce two amazing people, Naveen Jain. Again, without words, how I met this individual, and he transformed my heart. And then his business partner in something that we're going to share with you today called Viome. And I'm going to start with the story, Naveen. I was at a mutual mastermind, Archangel. And again, you have a laundry list of success, Silicon, India's most admirable serial entrepreneur, Red Herring's top 20 entrepreneurs, Red Herring's Lifetime Achievement Award, Albert Einstein Technology Medal, Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. So you've experienced some success, right? A little bit of, you know, a little bit philanthropic these days in the things that you're doing. That's not what impressed me. There was that story you told me about Richard Branson and his mom that you could tell that story maybe that was one of the funniest thing that left me in stitches. But what left me in tears and touched my heart was what you guys are able to bring to natural health, to the world, which will literally transform healthcare as we know it. And I mean that. If you're watching this, you know, get rid of everything else you're doing right now. Turn off your phone and listen to this webcast, webinar, podcast, however this is getting to you on Facebook, and share it and listen to it, because it's literally something that had me weeping and shaking because of what this is. And once I talked to Dr. Pompa, got on the phone with Dr. Helen Messier, who's a board certified family practice physician. You're on the staff of Institute for Functional Medicine, a faculty member there. You have a PhD in molecular biology and immunology. So she kind of knows what she's doing. She's kind of a big deal. And Naveen, first guy, you know, with the was it called Moon Express? First private company in the world to be able to have access to land on the moon and, you know, essentially take rocks back. So kind of a big deal too. So, you know, when I heard this, what Naveen had to share from stage, and he got into this, starts talking microbiome, epigenetics. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like this can't be happening right now in this room. And there was a lot of serendipitous events that even got me to this place. So he took the time to talk to me afterwards. He said, Warren, here's my cell number, give me a call. I called my business partner and best friend. And we trained physicians all over the world. And when I start sharing this with him, he's like, this could be the real deal. And after several meetings, here we are. I'm bringing this to you. Again, pay attention. I'm going to just let these guys roll with it. Tell this story that will literally transform your life. It has to deal with epigenetics, the microbiome, the viome, and everything else, and how this can literally transform healthcare as we know it, guys. Buckle up for the most power-packed 45 minutes you've ever had in natural health and healing. Here we go.
Yeah, thank you for being here, everyone. And you know, I've had the privilege of interviewing the world's experts in some of these topics, but today I think that we have a breakthrough. I really do. For years I've talked about looking at the microbiome's effect on epigenetics. And I don't want to lose people right there. What we're talking about is our bacteria that is in and around us, not just bacteria, viruses, funguses, all of it together, making up this amazing conglomeration of bugs that we realize now we're more bug than human. But how it shares information with our DNA and even changes our DNA, changes us for better, for worse, all of those things. We've talked about this, Naveen, for years. I've educated on it. And I said, gosh, if one day we could be able to test this, change protocols, see how these ancient healing strategies that we do, our cellular work and detox, man, what a breakthrough it would be. So Naveen, I'm just going to turn it a little bit over to you here and Helen, because this is a reality. This is something that I've talked about, and here we are. Tell us where we are.
Sure. So I think for the last 10 years, that fundamentally we now have technology at our disposal that can look inside us at such a molecular level that was never possible before. And as you see, the reason we get sick and the reason we spend trillions of dollars and still not feel well is because we really are a bad host. We are just a poor host. And that, you know, as you mentioned, we are less human than bacterial. 90% of the cells in our body are these microorganisms in our gut, on our skin, in our saliva, in our mouth. And these are the things that keep us healthy. This is symbiotic relationship that nature has created between these microorganisms and us. If we don't feed them right, they don't feed us right. We are an ecosystem in ourselves. We are not a homogeneous organism. Us together, just like a climate, if you really screw up the climate, screw up the organism. And if we don't take care of our gut, that's when we start to get sick. And so Helen, maybe you can at least take it from here and describe it a little bit more detail about what is it so exciting about what we're doing at WIO.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Naveen. I think, you know, just take one quick step back and reiterate what you said. And just really establish the importance of this collection of microorganisms that is living on and in us in our overall health and well-being, right? We know that there is probably not any chronic disease out there that doesn't have the microbiome as a component of why that disease happens. So the microbiome and these organisms, they do, you know, they not only help us digest and absorb our food, they regulate our appetite, they impact our mood, they control our immune system because 70% of our immune system lives in the lining of our gut. They make essential nutrients and vitamins that we need to survive. They control our metabolism, so weight loss and diabetes, and they change our genetic expression, so the whole epigenetics. All of those things are controlled and influenced by these microorganisms.
Right.
Yeah, essential. Go ahead.
Keep going, Helen.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said something there. So yeah, so what has been the challenge up until now is that we've just not had the techniques or the ability to look at the microbiome in enough detail to start to understand what it really does and how we can influence it very specifically for each individual. You know, when we look at humans across the board, we're all about 99% the same when we look at our genetics. We share almost all of our genes. But when we look at our microbiomes, we're only between 10 and 30% the same. So we're as individual as our fingerprints. And in fact, we're using microorganisms and our microbiomes in forensics to actually identify individuals. So you can look at people's handprints and identify who they are by the organisms that they leave behind. So what we're able to do now is look in a very, very high resolution and determine exactly not only what's there down to very specific levels, but also what they're doing. And that's been the challenge up to now. And that's why what we're doing here with Biome is so exciting. We can actually see what's going on.
Yeah, and I want to get there because that's an important component, but I don't want to lose our viewers and listeners too much because, you know, I've had the privilege of interviewing Stephanie Seneff, and a lot of her work, she's talking about how certain toxins we're being exposed to are changing our microbiome, right? I am not to mention living in the antibiotic age that we've lived at. So, mm-hmm. You know, what we've abused this microbiome. You know, whether it's the overuse of certain toxins, glyphosate, she talks about, you know, multiple different stressors that we're exposed to today. So has it, you know, how has that changed for our viewers and listeners? How, you know, you kind of threw out some things. It affects our immune system, our brain work. But specifically, what are studies showing that this disruption of these bugs that are in us, what is it leading to as far as people watching going, oh, that could be why I'm depressed? Talk about a little bit of that, and then let's look at where we're at right now with this new science.
I mean, if you think about it, 90% of the serotonin is produced in our gut by these microbiomes. So think about it. Serotonin is the chemical that makes us feel good. And when it's not being produced, then we feel depressed and we have anxiety and we have ADHD. And now they are finding even the things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, the autism, all of these diseases are not actually the disease of the brain. They are the disease of the gut. And it starts in the gut, and the chronic inflammation is what causes all other diseases. So when you start to think about the first world diseases, whether you're thinking about autoimmune disease, then you talk about the allergies, then you talk about eczema, and you start to talk about, you know, all the chronic inflammation that's happening, that's causing all these diseases, it's because we have been carpet bombing our body. So when you, you know, when you eat a bad processed food, or when you take antibodies, it is literally carpet bombing the whole ecosystem. And when we're killing this ecosystem, then we somehow find, say, why am I getting unhealthy? It is because there is no precise medicine. So when we get sick, we give them antibiotics. It's not just killing the pathogens, it's killing all the good stuff around us. And that's why we're getting constantly all these diseases. And I think, to me, taking care of your gut, taking care of your bacteria is the key. So we need to be less hygienic. We need to be really one with the system in the nature. And the more we are able to become one with the nature, the better we are. So the people who used to live in the farm, now we are constantly wiping our hands with the antibacterial soap, killing all those microbiome. And we not, you know, we don't eat with the hands because everything is now, you know, hygienic. And that is the problem. Other problem that we also see is a lot of the babies are born through cesarean section. And that means they're not really getting the microbiome from the mom that he used to get. And that's another big problem, right? So all the things that we're thinking, we're doing it for the safety of humans, is we are essentially making us so clean that essentially getting rid of all the things that make us feel good. Helen?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I have this question. You know, I think many people right now are starting to realize there's tests. Hey, we can test our microbiome, right? But to date, we would look at these tests even as physicians and go, eh, yeah, great. We see a balance and we're trying to say, okay, a balance of bacteroides with these formicutes and this bacteria and that one. It's like, okay, that could lead to people being overweight, but we really don't do anything with it right now. Is that changing?
So I think the fundamental problem we are seeing right now is that today's tests that were available, they were actually more or less useless, right? So you look at the whole gut bacteria, there are trillions of bacteria in our gut, and we divide them into 8 categories. Like, so we say that America consists of Smiths and Joneses. And rather than thinking about, my God, the Smiths can be a doctor and they can be a plumber. They are not the same. They really perform very different functions. But today's test could not differentiate. And that's why I think the Wyome is such a game changer. This technology came out of Los Alamos National Lab, where they spent billions of dollars in the last 10 years coming up with the technology to actually understand every, not just the species, but every strain of bacteria that is going on, not just in our gut, but also in our blood. And, you know, for the first time, we're able to look at the bacterial phages. These are the viruses that impact the bacteria. So it's not the viruses that impact us, but they impact the microorganism. Now we are able to look at the fungus and the eucaryotes, and we are able to look at parasites. And then we're also able to look at the human RNA. That means the gut shedding, that means the inflammation that's happening in your gut. But the most importantly, we know not only who they are, we know exactly what they're doing. And I think there's some very interesting thing is that some of the things that we find is that Helen can describe in more details that when we look at the people and when we're looking at simply the DNA and the old techniques, we really did not understand what was going on. And this morning, I think Helen was giving me a story that if you look at the extreme athletes, and if you were to go through the current test, even the metagenomics, where they're looking at the DNA of all microorganisms, they're more or less the same between the people and the extreme athletes. But when we look at their RNA, we find something called F. M. Smithi. that is so prevalent, that means the expression of it is so overabundant, that 80% of the microbiome RNA actually is this single bacteria. And unless you had this test, you would never know that. Helen, you want to describe a little bit more there?
Yeah, Helen, bring to light for people listening. Clinically, I hear an echo. I don't know where that's coming from. Anyways, is it there? Oh, it's good. Okay. Yeah. Clinically, what's it going to change? Because the people listening, that's what they want to know. In other words, okay, great. My doctor runs this amazing new test on me. What's it going to do for me? How's it going to change what the doctor does for me? What do you see, Helen? Because you're one of the first to really experience this new testing clinically.
And how is it way different and not even on the same planet as these other tests that are out there? I don't want to name them, but you know, genetic tests and biome tests that are out there. And how is this just blow the cover off of this whole thing?
It's showing what these bacteria are doing. Yeah. And Naveen made a really good point there. But clinically, what's it mean?
No, exactly right. And I think the challenge and some of the criticisms that you were just describing and why it's not overly useful clinically up until now is because we've just been looking at such a high level. We're seeing maybe some changes. You mentioned the Firmicutes versus the Bacteroides and that ratio. And that is looking at, you know, the Smiths and the Joneses, not even that level that Naveen was describing. But when you can get down to the level of saying that this Smith has a medical degree, but he's actually working as a plumber right now.
Okay.
You know, we're getting down to that specific. We can see exactly what those organisms, not only their potential of what they can do, like they have a certain degree, but what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Really critical. And that's, we've never had the technology.
Can you give an example of the things that we can now look at and how clinically you would use that?
Yeah, so the first thing is, and I think this is something we haven't talked about yet, that's absolutely critical to what we're doing at Viome, is we're going to be able to follow you over time. So we'll be able to, your first test is we establish what your microbiome is. Remember, we said we're only 10 to 30% the same between each other. So it would be wrong if I tried to compare your microbiome to your neighbor's microbiome, because they're not the same. You develop it differently. You grow up in different environments. You colonize it differently. So we'll be able to see what your microbiome is. And then with interventions, we can see how that's changing, whether you have the appropriate pathways for doing things like short chain fatty acid production or butyrate or making certain vitamins. Is the pathway that makes vitamin B6, is that being expressed in your microbiome, for example? And then what we can do is say, we know that you need more of this particular function in your microbiome. Let's feed those microbes that do that function so we can build up the ones you need. And all of that can be manipulated through diet, through lifestyle change.
Yeah, so you have a little bit, Helen, on not just the microbiome, but the other things we do to be able to put them together. So, you know, for example, the nutrityping and the metabolites and how all these things come together rather than just one simple thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're really looking at, you know, a couple things that we're doing at Viome. One is the gut intelligence, which is really the microbiome or what the function of the microbiome, and also the what we call functional abundance. So it's not just the abundance of the organisms that are there. It's the, is there enough of the guys doing the things that you need, the functional abundance? We're also combining that, of course, with what we call metabolic intelligence. You know, we all know that no two people respond to the same diet the same way, right? What, right. You know, even Hippocrates said way back when that one man's food is another man's poison. We know that, you know, there's a lot of people proclaiming a specific diet that, you know, it works great for one person and it just doesn't work for another person. And because we're all biochemically unique. Now, our microbiome actually contributes to why we're so unique, but we're also, you know, genetically unique and biochemically unique. So what we're doing is a test to look at, how do you process the different foods, the different food groups, the, you know, the number, the ratio of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins that'll be right for you. And certain, you know, there's certain foods that we think are good for everybody, but that's, you know, there's bad foods we know that are bad for everybody, but there's good foods that are better for one person than another person.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to monitor and establish that as well, and then see how the microbiome affects that. The other thing that we're looking at, and Naveen alluded to this as well, is looking at the expression of your genes in your blood. So doing your blood transcriptome, where we can look at not only any microorganisms that are there, we can also look at what your genes are doing, what they're expressing. Really gives us a complete...
It's not about the testing. I mean, it's not about the testing that we do. We're not a test lab. What we're really doing is a full service of making you a personalized, individualized recommendation and adapting it as we learn how your body is reacting to it. So we do the test, we make the recommendation based on what we are seeing, and then we continue to follow through and keep changing your nutritional needs that you have and seeing how they are impacting. So we are not a testing company, but we are a service company where you sign up and you have a monthly service, and based on that, it's an adaptive nutrition rather than a one diet fits all.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Exactly.
Clinically, I just see so many possibilities here, right? Because the thing that's always missing is we're doing certain things, and we don't know exactly what it's doing at the level of the genome. How is it changing their epigenetics? How is it changing their cell function? You know, this is a way of actually seeing what we do as a practitioner, and then how is it changing the outcome? So therefore, it's going to guide the path individually for each person. Because just looking at some of the science, and I was just into it this morning, you know, fasting, which is something that we do, massive impact on the microbiome. I mean, changes people completely to where, you know, their microbiome has this different result. Now we'll be able to measure and see the results on the functional end of what a fast did for the person, or this dietary change, moving in and out of ketosis. What did it do as far as the cell function?
Exactly.
Also look at the biochemistry of how the biochemistry of the body changed by looking at the metabolites. Right, Helen?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're adding in as well. We're able to look at metabolites from blood. So all of this is collectible in a person's home. So it's just from a finger prick. There's no need to go to a lab and get any blood drawn. We can easy collection by the person from a finger prick, from, you know, stool and from urine. We can look at metabolites in all of those body fluids and really see not only, you know, the microbiome tells us the function of what they're doing. Now we can see its effect on the body.
Yeah,
and that's what's really exciting.
I have one example. Take a person that you have, at least you know of, and don't name them.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
How you're able to change that person's life?
I didn't hear that, Naveen. I apologize.
Helen,
you were breaking up.
Give an example of a person that you know, what you learned from this thing, and how you changed the diet, and what they thought was really good for them, and turned out that was actually completely wrong for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the case. So we have a client who has been struggling with pre-diabetes for years, right? And has been and read a lot of books and has been following certain people and said, well, I need to eat a very high fat, low carb diet because that seems to be the right thing for my pre-diabetes. And so he was very fastidious in doing that and eating very high fat, low carb, following it as closely as he could, and his sugar levels just were not coming down. In fact, they were getting worse, and his diet, you know, he was starting to progress from pre-diabetes to diabetes. When we did our testing, we identified that he actually would do much better with a very complex carbohydrate. So not simple carbs, but he needed more carbohydrates in his diet, less fat. He needed to eat at different time intervals than he was doing, and that's made a huge difference. So what he thought, and he was very careful, what he thought was right was actually not right for him, even though that same diet would work very well for someone else.
And I have a question, a clinical question, because, you know, we see that there's no doubt. Well, one of the things I teach is diet variation and how we alter, we move people in and out of diets, especially when someone's not successful here, we move them on to a very different diet. Now, here's what we found clinically. They could be on this diet for a period of time, and maybe they stop making improvements, whatever, blood sugar, weight loss, whatever it is. We move them back to a diet that maybe they didn't do as well on, and you know what we find? All of a sudden now, they start succeeding in that diet. Well, which is the microbiome, their DNA, their epigenetics, because they change diets. And one of the things that I always say is, in ancient cultures, they were always forced to make dietary changes, whether it was seasonal, environmental, drought, whatever it was. And we know it changes microbiome. So now, are we going to be able to measure this often enough to see that? Can we measure it in 3 months so we make these changes?
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, that's, you've identified it. You hit it right on the head. That's exactly what it's doing is you need to refine over time, because, you know, most people will test one point in time and say, this is right for you for the rest of your life. Well, that's absolutely not true. You identified, you know, our environment changes are, you know, we have different stressors, we have different things that happen to us, and different things change our microbiome over time. So we have to continually monitor you and refine the recommendations to what you need at that point in time. And that will change over time. And so that's the critical thing of doing the follow-up testing. You're absolutely right. So this case that I presented that I just told you about, you know, we have to monitor him in 3 months from now to make sure that we may not have to do some tweaks and switch him back, right?
And I tell you a little bit about that diet. You know, you thought you found something like the spinach that everybody thinks is good for them and not necessarily is good for everyone, right?
Exactly. You know, we think of broccoli and cauliflower and spinach as the, you know, the foods that should be good for everybody, but that's not necessarily the case.
You know, it's amazing. I was doing some research on the American Indians in Wyoming, and it was astounding what I found. You know, it was, first of all, the diet in the winter for them, ketosis, high fat, very different than their diet in the summer, looked more like a vegetarian diet, if you will, right? I mean, they were so sick of different meats. But in this, they were saying that this variation, even driven by, because of sunlight, the amount of sun that they get in the summer enabled them, and again, microbiome changes, things that changed in the summer just because of more sunlight, allowed them to withstand higher carbohydrate levels than they would normally in the winter without sun. So the sun's effect, the microbiome, the things they were exposed to in the summer versus the winter, all changed the microbiome, and therefore changed their diet, and how they responded to the diet is probably a better.
So listeners, you now know why.
You know, that's absolutely right. Okay, we know that.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
I was just going to say one thing, and I won't say any more, because this is, again, I'm my chest, and you can see why when you're watching this, when I heard this happening, and again, I got sick. I was sick for 10 years, lost my life. And through all that work, all of Dr. Pompa's work, training doctors, hundreds and hundreds of clinics, 100 hours a week for the last 10 years, trying to find solutions, injecting ourselves with everything on the planet, microbiome transplants for multiple donors. I mean, we've done it all. And when you see something like this come to the table, and the potential to see people set free from pain and suffering, and being able to track a client and see how their epigenetics are changing their microbiome, which essentially controls their epigenetics more than anything else, and then the viruses that are controlling the bacteria and your, I mean, it's so complex. And to have that test, you can see why I started this with, you know, the guy lands on the moon, but he's also, you know, bringing technology. Through technology, he's philanthropic, I always say that wrong, to change the world. And we're going to be able to get you guys to be on the front lines of getting this test, you know, even here through the show. But again, the tears for some of you should be there. And the heartfelt thank you to Naveen and his team, which are high-level team. Like, he hires the best of the best because he's run, you know, I won't even say the number, but very, very high level businesses. And he has a high level influence and impact. And this is coming on at a time that is so necessary in our nation, you know, where people are divided, you know, and I think a lot of it has to do with health and their mental health and their ability to handle stress. This could be a huge game changer. And I'd like to say God allowed it to come through a lot of these high-end practitioners that have this test available through, and through Naveen, who has dedicated his life to innovation, and Helen, who's obviously Dr. Helen, who's invested her life into helping people. You're not a functional medicine doctor because it's fun. You're a functional medicine doctor because you want to transform someone's life. It's not fun. It's hard. It's difficult. You're dealing with the sickest of the sick, like Dr. Pompa does. So again, continue to watch this. I just had to say thank you to you guys again. And now they know why I was crying.
I want to do something for your audience. I would love to, you know, obviously, as you can imagine, we're launching this service in the next 2 weeks here, and there are thousands of people already on the wait list. The people who are listening to you, I want to give them a special code so they can get in front of the queue. Would you mind sharing that thing with them, please?
Yeah. We have a code. If you went to, there's two ways to get there, and I'll actually edit this video a bit, and I'll put it up at the bottom of the screen if you haven't seen it already. But I'm going to share my screen and show you the Viome website. Let's see how that works. And then we have a code, a priority code, which Naveen gave to our listening audience that gets you up in the queue, puts you higher up. So essentially, you're pulling a ticket from the meat counter that says 20, and there's 20 people ahead of you. He's going to give you a ticket to the head of that meat counter so you don't have to wait. I am presenting so everyone can see. So thank you. But now I want to share my screen. Can you see my screen?
No.
Share? Can you see it now?
No.
I can.
Can you see it now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see my screen. Do you see this? The guy standing there. That's not just a guy. That's a guy with a sweet microbiome. He has that special... He has that special athletic microbiome that everybody's looking for. So we'll talk about that off. I'm going to get some of those. But if you put in Viome, there's two ways to do it. If you go viome.com, viome.com/T as in Tom, C as in cat, D as in dog, Tom, cat, dog, TCD, that will give you the priority code. And then you hit the top right-hand corner, you hit join the wait list, and you can see that it automatically populates. There's a priority code here. And you get priority. So the TCD priority code. And Naveen, thank you so much for doing that for our listeners. I know that we're probably only, the second? Matt, can you derail me here and stop sharing my screen? How do I stop that?
There you are.
Okay. Am I back?
It's really amazing because this is something we are so excited about. And, you know, the only reason I started Viome was because I felt it can help billions of people around the world. This was a technology that has, you know, spent last 10 years, the hundreds of people spend their lives building it. And once I saw this, I'm thinking, oh my God, it can really help billions of people around the world. And I wanted to bring it to people's hands. So I started this company, not because we're going to make billions of dollars. We did it because we're going to help billions of people around the world. And to me, it's the most exciting part, you know. And I always thought landing on the moon is going to be my legacy. And now I'm sitting here at Viome and thinking, you know what? My legacy is not about landing on the moon. It's really going to be helping the billions of people's guts. And really, you know, imagine if we can live in the world where the sickness is optional. That means you only get sick because you chose to be sick, not because you have to be sick. Because you have the power now. Instead of taking the drugs and the pharmaceuticals, imagine if the food is something you do every single day, and if you just ate the right food, and that became the best drug that you would ever have. And if you never have to be sick, what if we can not only cure of what's going on, allow you to live healthy, even if you're healthy now, you can live healthier and really perform up to your full potential. Imagine if we can find the biomarkers and cure every disease before you even see the symptom of it. That's the kind of world that I get excited about. So I want me and our children to live in the world where no one ever have to be sick. And I hope that Viome is just the foundation that you need so that every doctor can take care of their patient. Everyone listening to it can empower themselves by going to Viome, understanding it, and following the right diet. So I hope every one of you who's listening to it will go to viome.com/TCD. Tom, Charlie, David, and really go out and get yourself do now and sign up now. The earlier you sign up, the earlier in the queue you get now, because there are thousands of people who are waiting in the list, and I want every one of these guys listening to it to get there right now.
Cool.
Boom.
Helen, question for you. You know, right now it's in vogue, the SNP, the genetic testing. And, you know, I've been critical about it as far as what it offers us, really. Because when we first started doing this genetic SNP testing, I was studying it, figuring it out, trying it. And, you know, clinically, I ended up not being as impressed. What, you know, this versus that, you know, SNP testing, which I think is running its course versus what we're talking about. Because right now there's nothing more in vogue than that in our world anyway. But, you know, kind of talk about the two.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I've done a number of talks on SNP testing and have been teaching that for IFM. And I'm very much in agreement with you in that it's a potential, right? It's a change that's in the sequence of our DNA, but that doesn't tell us what's actually happening. Doesn't Absolutely. Take into account the epigenetic regulation of those genes. And so it's a potentiality, but it's not an actuality. The difference of what we're doing is we're measuring what's really happening. And so we can see the effects of those SNPs. Usually clinically, when I look at SNPs, they're a last resort for me. I never look at them first. And, you know, you may go to them if a person's not responding to some of the changes, and you might want to double check something. But really, they don't change. They don't change with your environment. They're static. And they're just a possibility, and they don't tell you what's really happening.
Actually,
I think you're
saying, Helen, they may not change, the SNPs may not change, but the effect of SNPs changing by the environment, that means the food we eat, the places we go to, and the environment changes how they are expressed. So as you see,
precisely.
So it does have an impact.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's exactly right, because we see people that should have methylation issues. They have the MTHFR gene, homozygous, and yet no problems clinically, right? So epigenetically, I believe that the body in its intelligence make up for many of these things via epigenetics, you know, that we're looking at a SNP saying this should be happening, but it's not. The science is just so early, because we know, and I have said, without even this new technology, I have said there's epigenetic things happening, whether the body's adapting to the SNP because it's that smart. That's been my take.
Or absolutely. I think that that's true. And I think that, you know, environment can compensate. So you can have an MTHFR SNP, but if you have a very high, a diet high in leafy greens and absolutely. Are getting a lot of folate, that SNP is going to have zero effect on you.
Zero.
And, you know, so I think that's right. I wanted to come back for a minute because you mentioned the idea about sunlight changing our diet and what we need. There was a really elegant paper that came out just last month that showed the effect of vitamin D on the microbiome and how it changes the microbiome. And that, as we know, vitamin D also affects the regulation of hundreds of genes. So it changes the epigenetics of our gene expression. So, you know, sunlight, as we know, vitamin D comes from sunlight. And so there's a beautiful interaction. And I think science is now starting to prove what, you know, people have known for thousands of years.
And they've always adapted to that. Absolutely. All we can do is emulate what these very healthy cultures and ancient cultures have done, right? And, you know, I know that we're going to learn more of that. You know, we change our environment, and now our, no doubt about it, our microbiomes change, and therefore the need for certain foods changes. We can tolerate maybe higher fat or lower fat more, right? I mean, these things change based on that. I think this is what this testing is going to show, something that I've spoke about for many years. At least now we'll have some clinical evidence of what's actually happening.
Absolutely. And our microbiome does change in response to our diet to help us actually process what we're eating. So if you eat a high fat diet, you start producing, or the number of bile resistant organisms start to go up. And that changes within days of changing your diet. So now you're able to process the higher fat. Which, you know, may be a good thing for some. Well, it obviously helps you adapt to your diet.
But more importantly, Helen, I think to me the most important part is this constant testing and adapting the things, because it is not a one-time thing and you're ever done. So it's not like your DNA test, like 23andMe, and you do a test once, and that will never going to change for the rest of your life. Right. The idea here is that as you sign up, it's a monthly subscription, and we follow you. So as you change yourself and your body adapts to it, we adapt the right diet that actually constantly changing. So it's not a personalized diet. It's an adaptive personalized diet. And that constantly changing.
Because I recognize this, that it would be a need to keep changing, because I know that these things change. Yep. You know, you all made it affordable enough to make that actually happen. Otherwise, it's just going to be this thing that, that month or whatever it was, what was going on, yeah, that particular food and diet was good for you. But it's the change, and being able to retest is key here.
And I think that one of the interesting thing is this technology has never been available to the people. In fact, it would normally cost $10,000 or more to do a single test. In fact, I got it done at one of the institutions that I went to. I paid $25,000 for one single test. We are making this test available now to people at $99 a month. So imagine $99 a month, and I paid $25,000 for one single test. And this test is done every 3 months. And we do it every 3 months, a test, adapt your diet, follow through with that. Imagine, this is a game changer. This is disruptive technology at a price point that everyone can afford.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and it that's again what's so exciting is that the Viome technology allows us to do it so cost effectively that then allows us to do the follow-up testing for people. And that's really key. I mean, as a clinician, you've probably seen this many times, is people will, you know, fork out a whole bunch of money because they want this one test and they want to see it, and then you know, you make changes based on that test and they just can never afford follow-up. And so you can never see if those changes were effective or not.
Well, you know, I always say I'm a big critic of most testing because it doesn't change what the practitioner actually does. I would have to say this test is the most, you know, change that I would see from it, meaning that I there's not another test that will change what the practitioner does more than this one. That's for certain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't even think about pricing, but the ability for to get this, I mean, and there's more of a story of that. I mean, there's this technology that you guys got access to is literally a miracle in how you're able to reapply it. And for that cost of that, I mean, I it still blows my mind. I didn't think about money when you guys were sharing. I mean, I didn't even think, I just thought about how we can get this into our hands through our doctors, through our patients. I didn't care how much it costs, you know. Naveen didn't care how much it costs. He was doing $25,000 every 3 months. But the ability, I know that a lot of people just went, you know, like this, like, I can do this. And no matter where you're at, you can afford to have this type of technology and what it's going to do for our practitioners across the world, our True Cellular Detox practitioners, our Platinum practitioners that work with us. It's going to take their practices through the roof and really guide them in such a way. And Dr. Pompa, you know, I mean, excited about this stuff because you've been saying, Warren, it's the epigenetics. It's epigenetics. It's not this. It's these parasites. And you'll die without parasites. Those parasites are important. And people are doing all these parasite cleanses. And they're destroying their epigenetic code because that dang, you know, that dang roundworm is necessary for that person, you know. And this test even does that, doesn't it?
Hey, this brings science and testing around my diet variation concept, Warren. You know that, right? It's like now we'll actually know when to switch the diet, how to switch the diet. If we switched it, is it working? I mean, because you have to understand, this is something that I teach to my practitioners, is how to make these dietary changes, feast famine cycles, diet variation. All we know is it works. Now we have something that will actually guide us through the process, which is just so cool.
Yeah, precisely. And one of the things I wanted to add is that it comes, you know, you were talking about technology. Not only is the technology with the testing, but we provide it through a health companion app. So the client has all of their results with their recommendations on an app, and they can use that app to also keep track of their diet, keep track of their sleep and stress and other things that we can then use to make even more precise recommendations. You know, they'll be part of the Viome community. They can compare their results with each other and do a community support.
Yeah. Dr. Pompey, do you want to go give back to the audience again how they can get this thing, amazing service, and they can get them right now?
Me? I have no clue. I'll let Warren do that.
Yeah, so one thing I was going to say, though, Naveen, when – okay, there's a priority code, which is TCD. They go to Viome.com, and that gives them the ticket to the head of the line.
Yes.
So Viome, Viome.com/TCD is how they get that priority code, or they could type it in on your website. It says priority code. They type in Tom, Charlie,
David.
Dog, David. I was going to say Dick. And I'm like, that's not the right thing to say, but I wanted to get Naveen to laugh. Naveen, you should tell him your story about Richard Branson.
For some
yeah,
other.
So that was a funny story. No, that and that other story, that was funny too. And then how much longer, and I know this is going to go out, and we're going to put this all over the internet, and I want everyone that's watching this to share it out. This is big time breakthrough. It truly is. And I want everyone to have an opportunity to get ahead of the curve on this, as we always say, to be on the cutting edge of science. That's Dr. Pompa and I's and our group's, our drive is to always find new answers. And we pray for new answers. Dan prays every day. He says, Warren, don't worry about it. You know, we lost this modality when DMSA was off the market for a while, or this happens in the natural health world and we lose this. And he's like, we pray for answers and God will bring a better solution. Watch, trust me on this. It happens every time. And I believe this is one of those answers. So we want everyone to have that opportunity to jump in with us and learn how this can transform our lives. So when is this going to go live about? Is it going to be like mid to late February?
Yes, it's going to be in the mid to late February. It's the third week of February is when we're shooting for.
So if you're watching this now, you need to jump in right away and get in line. And so that's all I can say. You know, I mean, I think the audience is ready to go, and they're ready to share this with the world, with us, and with you, Naveen, and the rest of your team. I mean, wait, and another podcast will bring on, you know, some of the other team members, and we'll keep connecting with one another and our audiences that are across the nation. And if someone's international, that's a question they're going to have. Can they get this?
They can get it. I mean, so one of the things I really want, please, please help me get in the hands of a billion people. I have dedicated my life to make sure I can help billion people. So please go to Viome.com. Please share it with your friends. Share it with anyone who can use it. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your community. Really, let's get in the hands of billions of people and let's move away from living sick to really living healthy. So please, please help me. Go to Viome.com and get yourself tested and get yourself certified. You can actually be helped.
I have an idea. I think if you did a broadcast from the moon, get you back up there. I think perhaps we can hit a billion people.
How about this? You sign up, you help a billion people. How about this? You help a million people now, and I will have you broadcast from the moon.
Okay, so that's our deal. So everybody out there, so we can get on the moon, use the code TCD, and that'll track our people with our priority code. And there's very few that have the priority code, by the way. I want to let our viewers know that. There's only a handful. I think you're limited to 12 people that you're giving the priority code to. Just high-end people, and we're just blessed and honored to be part of that group, Helen. And I know that you do amazing work at the, with functional medicine, and that is our heart. And that's, you know, the doctors that we work with as well. So again, we couldn't be more. I mean, with the technology challenges that we had getting onto this call, it just really is absolutely leaves me speechless, Dr. Pompa, that we get to be part of this breakthrough today, right now, with where the world's at.
So. Thank you very much.
Thanks, really, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Thanks, Helen. Thank you both.
Absolutely.
Have an amazing rest of your weekend. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye.